This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Though we have a clip, you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Now, the clip of the day, keep in mind, every clip we've done so far has been a sports clip, but it's not necessarily designed to be that way. Clip of the day could be just something I find interesting, or something that's completely outside the box.
Or a fun noise.
No, not at all that. So stop. Nope, not that. I spotted this one because for the longest time I thought this was all a big rumor that, you know, because, okay, this is in Michael's world, his little nerdery, capes and Dungeons and Dragons and all that stuff.
I liked the movies, Dungeons and Dragons. I didn't.
No one cares. When I say it, it's funny, you know. And just move on. You don't need to defend yourself or do anything like that. You know, people still believe you played Dungeons and Dragons, even if you say no. There is a new Avengers coming out. Avengers Doomsday is the new superhero movie that has us all talking.
Yeah, that's been planned for a while.
The movie trailer first came out today, so unless you're like one of those dudes with the wristbands and sitting at home on your computers like, oh my gosh, what's new in the nerd news updates? Oh my gosh, Dr. Doom. Real people had no clue that Robert Downey Jr. was coming back to be another character that's not Iron Man.
Everybody knew that.
Nobody knew that.
Everyone thought it. That was a huge announcement at Comic-Con like last year.
Okay, I want you to think about this audience for a second, buddy. Do you think this audience even knows what a Comic-Con is? Because I don't even know what that is.
You do know what that is.
What is that?
It's where all the nerds get together and meet their favorite guests.
Based on the show.
I went to the Denver version of it, which is...
I don't deny that at all. I'm sure you did. But based on this audience who cares about touchdowns and goals and all that stuff, you think that they know what a convention is that holds a bunch of nerds in one building.
They do. Surrounding... And by the way, conventions were invented by Trekkies. So you're welcome.
Everything that you're saying. This was a mistake, I think, to make the clip of the day this. Anyway, nobody knew this was happening because people don't live in Michael's little world of underground comic book updates. Here's the trailer for Avengers Doomsday.
Something's coming. Something we may not be able to deter. Before this day is done, we should be faced with an unthinkable decision.
I've fought with many warriors in my time. They were far stronger than all of us put together, and they died. They died facing enemies and threats that scared me far less than this one. Everything that they sacrificed will be for nothing if we do not stand together. Put aside your petty squabbles. you nothing except this. If you return, he will return as brothers and sisters. But mark my words.
Hey, pal.
It's not possible.
Is that it? Is it over? That was the last part of it. So that was Robert Downey Jr. at the end, right? Is Dr. Doom.
Doom. Which we already knew about.
Okay.
Also knew that Chris Evans was coming back as Captain America. That had already been announced.
Where had this been announced?
All of these little mini trailers have come out on YouTube.
Normal people that are watching television, watching sports at night, where would they have gotten this information? Which trailer was it that came out? Because this is the first trailer that has come out officially for Avengers Doomsday. Even according to your little nerdery sites, this is the first official one. All the other ones were AI'd and spoofed.
No, they're called teaser trailers, and we've known that Chris Hemsworth is coming back since, last December, even before that?
Mm-mm-mm.
Actually, yeah, we did, because there was a picture with all the cast names on it.
People that, live in the weird... Chris Hemsworth is Thor?
Evans is Captain Marvel.
Right. Chris Evans, nobody. This is, unless you're in your deep little nerd world, people did not. That was not common knowledge. You're
It was common
weird
knowledge.
We don't have really much going on, so we're going to talk about what if this character comes back and who's this character? What if he fought this character and then that character and then this character? Bottom line, the reason I chose to play this clip is because it's stupid. It's a waste of time. We've done this 14 million times. How many of these superhero movies are we going to make before we get enough of this?
Well, you have to introduce the X-Men. I mean, you have X-Men 97.
We haven't renewed.
Familiar with that?
We already did. His name's Hugh Jackman. We've already introduced the X-Men. What are you talking about?
That was the Fox universe. This is the Marvel universe. They killed the Fox universe.
This is just. What about Wolverine with the creepy guy with the red mask that you're obsessed with?
Yeah, so that was kind of the last of the supposedly of the Fox era. My personal favorite of the
Don't go on a tangent. Don't go on a tangent here. Is the pool guy dead now too? Then because he's Fox.
No, see, they're all Marvel characters.
Okay,
but
you can
when
see.
Marvel was having problems in the 90s, I know this isn't common knowledge. When Marvel was having problems in the 90s, they sold the movie rights to different studios.
I don't care if they need to introduce an Elvis Presley version of superheroes. I don't care. We've done it enough. Why are we still making Avengers movies 30 years later? What are we doing? Not done this enough? Oh, no, it's a new super villain. He's really powerful. We'll not be able to beat him. And then somehow, they figure it out and they beat him.
Yeah, but it's called the power of protagonist.
Usually
protagonists win. And I get it. Yeah, it can be really overwhelming. I'm looking forward to it, but it's not super priority number one.
Because you're one of them that's like, oh, everyone knew that. It was common knowledge. And most
everybody
people are
knew
like,
that.
No, not everybody knew that, Mike. People that actually have stuff going on and not getting on the internet to research whether or not Captain America is going to wear a green robe or a blue robe or whatever. No, most people don't. Even the 970 says, what in the world is this nerd talking about? I couldn't even tell you which characters were dead or not. See, that's what I'm saying. Most people, there's been 50 million of these movies. So, no, it's not common knowledge. I think a lot of normal people that watch these movies have given up on it. And they're like, They're making another one now. So it's not like, oh my gosh, everybody knew what was going on. That's my whole point with this. There's 14 different TV shows going on. We've made 50 different movies, 25 different spinoffs of those movies, 13 sequels for each movie. It's overkill, bro. It's just overkill. We're doing it too much. We've over-superheroed this country.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but the announcement that Steve Rogers will return in Avengers Doomsday was on December 23rd of 2025. So last year, we all knew about this.
You keep saying we all knew about this. Where was this announced? Where? Like, tell me where it was
YouTube.
Announced.
YouTube. And, like, there are a bunch of different
sites. Okay, so people that aren't, like, just scrolling YouTube random videos all the time, they're actually working a full-time job. They get home to take care of their kids. Then they got to go out and work and do yard stuff or whatever. They got to shovel snow. They actually live a life. They might watch a football game at night. So where does a normal person that listens to this show find that information? Oh, that's right. You got to get
it's
on YouTube.
It's announced, like, all over the place.
Where? In entertainment news. I don't watch that. I don't watch entertainment news. This is a sports talk show program. There is one thing on at my house, and that's sports. If a trailer comes in then like that, then you would find out. But when you say everybody knows it, no.
I mean, they do play some of these trailers for Star Wars and Marvel in the middle of football games.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I've literally never seen Robert Downey Jr. returns as Doom, Dr. Doom, and Captain America returns. In any of the Broncos games or Super Bowls I've watched recently, there was no mention of that in these. So, if they go to my YouTube compared to your YouTube, they'll probably find all that stuff. But I don't have access to that. I don't search that stuff. So it's not like it was common knowledge for the everyday person that's watching this stuff.
Kind of common knowledge. You didn't have to be too deeply nerdy to go, oh, really? That's on there? I mean, it's probably on IMDb as well.
970 texting, and normal people didn't even know will he be back was even a question. See, that's what I'm saying, man. You're too nerdy for this crew.
Is this just a Micah bashing segment?
No, you're saying everybody knew that Dr. Doomsday was Dr. Iron Man or whatever. No. Most people didn't know because we've made 50 of these. I was done after the first 10, and now I gave up. So the fact that we keep making more of these, people have shut off, dude. You're like one of a small percentage that's still like diehard about this, man. When did the first Iron Man come out?
2008.
Yeah, I graduated high school like 2 years before that, and we're still doing it with the same storyline and characters, but only we've gotten more confused. So people dipped out. So when you say everybody knows, to be honest, everybody, at least in my circles, they thought the Avengers was done like 15 years ago. So to be fair, a lot of people just got exhausted by this.
So other Micah, the intern, what do you think? Do you think it's more common knowledge than uncommon knowledge that Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Hemsworth were coming to the screen again?
If you're going to bring a guest on, bro, give him a microphone, producer.
He's far away. Co-host.
I think it's kind of common knowledge. I mean, this was at, like, the beginning of last year where, like, the Robert Downey Jr. stuff came out. And, like, I'll give you, like, not showing up on your feed and stuff. But also, I think you're underestimating, like, social media in nowadays times and stuff like YouTube. And how much people do scroll. And yeah, they might be watching a sports game, but how many of those people who watch sports also are scrolling while they're watching sports?
But if you're watching sports and you're scrolling, usually sports is coming up on what you're scrolling. Like, I don't see...
That's necessarily the only thing that's coming.
I don't see Captain America will return on my social media feed. I don't see that. Texter,
I don't see Nugget stuff on my... I kind of agree with you.
Says a guy
aspects.
That says he's supposed to be a sports co-host. You don't see Nugget stuff on your feed. John says that's why Michael hosts the Nerd Show. Yeah, how's that one doing? Travis, the new guy. Hey, Brady, and guys, did you hear about the golf controversy on Saturday with Bryson? See, yeah, they're trying to get out of this. We're trying to get out of this. If you're not a superhero nerd, you gave up on this 10 years ago. You gave up on this 10 years ago.
I just would like to put it out there in the universe that this was Brady's idea for this segment.
Well, yeah, but you took it in like everyone knows that this is happening.
Dude, everyone kind of knows.
How many children do you have, Mike?
Zero.
Yeah, my kid keeps me pretty busy when I'm not watching games. So yeah, I don't get on YouTube and
everybody.
Go, will Captain America be back? Because I don't care. I gave up on that 10 years ago. It was fun for a while. I had a good time with it for a while. But we made 14 each of these.
Yeah, and I can understand
so
that criticism.
That's why any
the
of the news
has gone down.
But that's why any of the news that hits that Captain America's coming back or Doom's alive, like that's not relevant to me anymore. So no, I did not know this information.
Well,
Smitty
I don't
says,
have a lot of
normal
nerdy
people
stuff
know.
On my YouTube.
I can't.
Brady,
read. I can't.
But
read that.
I still knew this.
Like, you literally just told me you watched
things.
This on YouTube. You watched secret trailers that only Nerd Code can get you on YouTube. You literally told me that you saw it on YouTube.
It's not hard to find. Like a lot of times,
but,
it's on
Mike,
the first page.
Most people aren't searching for that.
If even you, if like, you're not searching on that, a lot
I don't
of people,
even
it's
get
on the first page.
I don't even get on YouTube. So if I were to get on YouTube, it would be probably to watch, I don't know, some kind of interview that happened or a post-game conference or something. There's no way of me stumbling across a feed. Now, today, obviously, because I did find this one because it was big news all over. Now this will be in my feed for a while, so I'll probably see your hidden superhero movies now coming out, and they'll introduce another 1,400 of these.
No, you can train your feed. All you do is like search for things that you enjoy, and YouTube will say, oh, this person enjoys it. I'm going to watch. I'm going to send him more and more of that. But I'm sorry, but it was big news. It's been big news.
I mean,
most
of the texters
knowledge.
On the text line are like, dude, no, this is not. It's not common knowledge.
Common knowledge.
It's not, man.
Common.
No, it's just not. If you're a sports fan and you're into sports and you've had enough of guys flying around, it's not common knowledge. If you're into that stuff, it's common knowledge. Which again, look at your office and go look at mine. Yours is full of Legos and starships, and mine is full of Nuggets and Broncos stuff. So I get why in your world, that's what it would be, but. It's not common knowledge. 22 minutes after the hour. They won't stop. Michael, take a break again. Step outside into the heat, please. I don't know why they keep making them. They do because apparently there's Michaels still in the world that will watch these crappy movies. How's Supergirl doing, by the way? Whole show. We'll be right back.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10. On Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Want to get rid of those pesky mosquitoes, just like those pesky Marvel movies? Talk to Mosquito Joe. They'll handle it. We work with them, and they are fantastic. Quick update here. DNVR Rockies posting the Rockies have traded reliever Seth Halverson to the Dodgers for two players. It is not yet known who the Rockies are receiving in return, but get ready for that. We're going to see a lot more. I hope not a lot more, but I imagine we will. When it comes to Rockies in the trade news. Former UNC Bears basketball player Brock Wisney. We had a weekly show with Brock Wisney here. And he is, of course, ineligible under current rules for this new 5-for-5 NCAA rule that's coming out. Brock Wisney is one of 12 Division I athletes challenging the current model, suing the NCAA. Ann Delaney writes in the Greeley Tribune, Brock Wisney, Colorado resident, prominent forward and center, is questioning the NCAA's age-based eligibility model, allowing athletes 5 years to play 5 seasons. Now, Brock Wisney played 4 seasons. He was in college for 4 seasons exactly. Did not have a red shirt, fresh or injury or any freshman red shirt, anything like that. So he played straight up 4 seasons. Now, if the current rules, the new rule 5-for-5 was existing, you know, 4 years ago, Brock would have another year left Under the old rules, athletes had 4 years of eligibility within a five-year window. There, of course, we had a lot of weird things going on, a lot of nuances like red shirts and redshirt freshman injury waivers, all those things going on. Now, with this 5-for-5 deal, this is basically, hey, tough. If you get hurt and you maybe miss 2 years, that's still going to be it because you have 5 years to play. If you only play one of those five, but if you're enrolled in college, in college athletics, you have 5 years. Your calendar, the clock, all of that starts as soon as you get in. And Brock Wisney and a few others are trying to basically say, hey, this isn't fair for us because we didn't know about this. Maybe we would have taken a freshman red shirt if, you know, maybe we would have sat out 1 year had we known we were going to get another one, but there's not going to be any more of those anyway. So I'm curious to see what comes of this, if they actually win, but the details on it, Wisney's attorney, Diana Florence, said the lawsuit could be filed in any jurisdiction where the initially named plaintiff resides. Given Wisney lives in Colorado, the suit was filed here. The court documents on the case say the athletes do not challenge the new rules as a whole. The athletes object to the application of the rule by the NCAA, which they're saying, which has in the past decade allowed athletes from the classes of 17 through 21 and 23 onward to play five seasons while singling out plaintiffs and 2022 classmates who played four straight seasons from playing a fifth.
The NCAA should have seen this coming. You have to make the rules for people upcoming. Just say the people who are already participating are exempt from this, but people upcoming, yeah.
If you're already playing,
Wisney should win this one.
Yes, they should. Now, will he get another year out of this? Probably not. It is July 20th. It's going to be too late in this. But they're going to be looking there because the plaintiffs, Brock Wisney included, are claiming immediate and irreparable harm, including but not limited to the loss of athletic opportunity, educational harm, lost academic opportunities, and the benefits and support inherent to being on a college team. So he will likely not get another year, but he might win something. He might be able to get some kind of compensation out of this. Now, I had several people reach out and ask if I've heard from Brock, because Brock and I actually were pretty tight this year, got to know him over the years following him, but he, of course, did the radio show with me this year, the Brock Wisney show, so people thought maybe I had some answers. I tried. I did reach out, and I said, I showed him the tweet, would you want to be on to talk about this? He said, I don't think I can, unfortunately. The lawyer told me not to comment. If you want her contact, I could send it. So I would like to do that. Eventually down the road, I'll be back on the show if you would like to talk. So that is it. Brock cannot talk to me about this because it's currently going on. He'll be able to talk to me more about it when it's over. But we will try to get his lawyer on, because I would like to get more details on this because it's a fascinating story. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Sean Keeler caught up with Trey McBride, another local story. You know, Trey McBride, legend, CSU legend, top tight end in the NFL. He was on Busted with the Boys podcast. We've referenced that a couple of times in our clip of the day. And he didn't have a lot of positive. It wasn't like overwhelming positive stuff about CSU. You know, we talked about the trophy that they wanted him to pay for, or maybe potentially help them pay for a replica copy. And then, you know, he talked. What else did he talk about? Mike was like the NIL stuff and how there wasn't really much money there. Sean asked him about some of the things that he said. The Mackey stuff that got maybe a little wacky amongst Rams fans who were kind of pissed off about the whole deal. Keeler kind of talked to him about that. And he kind of wanted to set the record straight, too. So here, although that Mackey's got a bit of a narrative to it now, Trey told the Bussin' with the Boys podcast earlier this month that someone in the Rams athletic department 4 years ago had grumbled when informed by McBride that he was keeping the original trophy and that the school would have to spring for the money to purchase a replica of its own display. It wasn't former athletic director Joe Parker, a source told Sean on Friday. So a lot of people thought it was Joe Parker that said, you need to pay for that. Trey McBride told Sean Keeler, I mean, CSU fans probably weren't super thrilled with it. I probably shouldn't have said as much as I did. I'm very proud to be a Ram. I love Fort Collins. I wasn't trying to diss on them at all. Maybe it came out that way, but that wasn't the intention at all. CSU holds a special place in my heart, so I love everything about it. So there you go. Trey McBride sets the record straight. And he says he loves CSU. Didn't mean it to come off bad, but it did. Yeah, are we done? Can we flip the page on this story? Probably so. I figured Trey still really respected, and you know, CSU held a soft spot in his heart. As good as he's becoming as an NFL guy, I never thought that he didn't love this place. But yeah, cracked a couple of jokes because they didn't have a lot of money, and they probably do seem kind of like the school, or maybe did seem kind of like the school that might say, hey, are you displaying your trophy or can we display it? And if you're going to take it, then what do you think about helping us out? Get one because they're $15,000, which is a crazy thing. It's also crazy that both would not just get a replica as well. The player should get a trophy and the team should get a trophy. You should have two trophies, one you can display in your trophy case and one the player can get. 36 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, the Denver Broncos 2026 training camp will begin on Friday, July 31st, with 14 practices scheduled to be open to the public. The camp will be held at Broncos Park, powered by Common Spirit in Inglewood. First open practice will be that 10 o'clock session Friday, July 31st. And then obviously the big question is going to be just how Bo looks going out into camp. And I hope that he looks great so we can put that one to bed quickly, because it's been a big, long discussion over the last 6 months, and I'm ready for that one to be done. And then the next question will be, how does Waddle look with this team? I mean, I know in mini camps it was, I just can't do it, Mike. I know. There's people that get excited about the mini camps and the OTAs. I just can't, because you're not really seeing these guys hit that full potential just yet. Now, there's like obvious stories. You don't get guys getting hurt. I think the, Jahdae Barron, the fact that he didn't really suit up much during mini camps. I mean, there's certainly stories you can take and look at, but for the most part, it's dudes running around in shorts. So it's not going to tell us a full story.
Yeah, I mean, I can run around in shorts, sort of. I can limp run around in shorts. But there's a difference between that and, like, a full freaking uniform.
Yeah, so I mean, camp gets a little closer. Like, if you go down to watch camp, it's actually pretty fun. It's fun to go down and watch training camp. It's a good time. But it's still, like, you could go three times in a row and then find yourself bored. First time, yeah, this is pretty cool, seeing these guys in a different environment, different setting. But it's not really. And again, there's going to be your diehards Like we were talking about the nerds earlier, there's going to be people that live and die by training camp news. That's probably not this show. We're probably going to have, I mean, we're going to talk a lot of updates if there's injury updates and things like that. But I'm not going to talk about Bo's ankle for 3 full weeks before a first preseason game.
Unless there's some major limping going
on. Unless it's really hurt.
Or if he decides he's not running that much. But do they even scramble in practice? Like, in the games, yeah, but like in practice, like, oh, people are getting to me.
Camp's interesting just for the cuts. You know, you start to see the cuts when they got to get down to 50. Ultimately, throughout the preseason process, you got to get down to the 53 or whatever it is now. That's where it gets really fascinating. Obviously, the Jonathan Cooper thing is something to pay attention to. Because I think that, isn't his trial date, like, soon? I'm pretty sure that's coming up.
It's before the preseason camp games.
It's before, yeah. I thought it might be like the 20th or something, which is today, obviously, but somewhere along those lines, that's certainly like that's a bigger storyline than Bo's ankle. Unless, because again, what we've seen with Bo's ankle is not that bad right now, and he's not doing backflips like Cam Scataboo. So yeah, the biggest story is Jonathan Cooper.
Yeah, and his court date is July 24th, which is a few months before Avengers Doomsday hits theaters.
Which I will not be watching, and I'm sure you'll be first in line dressed as Captain America or whatever it is you do.
No, I'll probably watch it like 3 weeks after it's out.
I feel totally right in our argument, by the way. I went and asked the two other sports fans in here that view media the same way I do, and they had no clue.
But in pop culture, it's common knowledge.
What does that mean?
It means a lot of people know about it. If you're just into like two or three things, you're not gonna
That'd be a good
know
poll
anything
question.
About it.
Did you give up on the Avengers after I quit after the final one. When spoiler alert, when Iron Man died. I was done. I tried to watch Loki, the TV show, and that was okay.
First season was
tried
good.
To watch
Second season
Moon
was good.
Landing or whatever he was. That was awful. And then they did the robot guy with the Mary-Kate and Ashley sister.
Yeah, WandaVision.
Terrible.
Their TV shows have been kind of lackluster lately.
Then I watched the final Spider-Man, the most recent Spider-Man. It was okay. And then I quit.
Most recent Spider-Man will actually be in theaters this month.
The one that actually was okay.
Third Spider-Man was great.
Quit. Nah, it was okay. It was great. Okay. I think most, like, and I know you're speaking from a different, because, like, you go home and you watch Darkwing Duck and all that stuff and cartoons. But I think there's honestly, like, a lot of people that just got done with it. And I think that's the world I live in compared to the world you live in. In the world that's very much like, oh, what's the new update? When's Wanda coming back? What's happening with Captain America? My world was like, dude, I thought they were done 10 years ago.
Yeah, you're overestimating my joy for these movies and TV shows. I actually haven't watched anything nerdy in a couple of weeks. Like, I'm just trying to watch the things that I enjoy. I stopped watching Ironheart because it wasn't very good.
I don't even know what that is.
It's,
and I'm
it's
sure that's common knowledge too,
the
right?
Heir apparent to Iron Man. She's a college student who's very
didn't
smart.
Even know that was a thing. Didn't even know that was a thing.
Had like 8 comics and then they canceled it.
Yeah, didn't know, Mike. I think you're speaking to the wrong person. 47 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break here. Wrap up. What did we learn? We learned that Michael gets very into the Marvel world still, and I'm very out of it. Very much out of it. And I used to have a lot of fun with it. I really did. It's not there anymore. Not my
world.
They're
not as good.
No, they're not as good. We'll be right back.
The Boys of Fall will be back, and the coach will be here to preview the upcoming season. Coach speak weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, what do we learn on this 20th day of July? We learned that Bo Nix, according to ESPN, is not a top 10 quarterback. And according to execs and general managers and scouts, and I agree, he's not. I think right now the best he can hope for is he's in the middle of the road, maybe a little bit worse, 15 to 18. Doesn't mean he can't change that. Mark Johnson joined us a little bit earlier talking about all the rules and regulations that are coming with this new Protect or Save College Sports Act. It's still messy, but I'm ready for the SEC. Just to, if they're going to leave, just call it quits. Michael, what did you learn today? Anything?
I learned that apparently it is not common knowledge, but I still think I'm correct. It is common knowledge around the average person.
In your world.
That Avengers, all this, a lot of this Avengers Doomsday information.
Dude, I didn't even know a new Spider-Man was coming out, bro. And it's coming out this month? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Dude, we're in different planets, man. We're in different planets.
Pop culture-wise,
it is. Did you know Trevon Brazil had a 30-point game the other night? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Because he didn't. I made that up.
You just said something, so I thought I knew.
But, like, I was watching Summer League Nuggets basketball last week.
You and
so I didn't
the rest
see
of the media.
A Spider-Man movie trailer. Like, I do sports. That's what I do. So when you say everyone knows, we are not the same person. Like, I literally didn't know.
Literally everyone.
I literally didn't know there was a new Spider-Man coming out. Had no clue. Zero idea. And then this spring zombie had no clue that Captain America was coming back. I thought he aged out. I thought he died. But apparently now that Loki's here, we make different timelines and you can come back from all over, so nobody really dies.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest criticism with stuff like this. It's like, once you bring someone back,
so wait
you can bring anyone back.
So Robert Downey Jr. is just a bad guy now?
It's a different
took
universe,
a bad pill?
And this universe did happen in the comics where he and Doctor Doom kind of switched places, so he became the evil guy.
What are we doing? What are we... can we do something? And Aaron says, like, dude, make new ones. Make new ones.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Brady, you said Micah speaks to you as a wrong person. It's the rest of us as well. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not our audience. Yeah, Faith, he did. He did have 32. That was a reverse test I was running on Michael. I'm just saying, we're in different worlds. And you go enjoy your world. I'm glad. I hope you go see the new Spider-Man movie. Let me know if it's good, because I had no idea.
And I hope you enjoy your world where the Nuggets do make it to the playoffs next year.
Oh, they absolutely will. This is a sports show, Mike, so you should join this world if you want to stick around.
I'm just saying that they're gonna do a great job,
okay,
and they're going to lose in the first round.
Did they recast Spider-Man yet, or is it still the same one? That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.